My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You damn Skippy that we start now. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. As the man said, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Atula, hanging out with you all the way till 2 right here on a Thursday with a bareheaded John Lopez.
Yes, I miss my helmet.
Yeah, I know.
I miss it too already. I really do. I was buckling up.
The old school helmet was fantastic. Yeah, I got a lot of love.
I mentioned it quite a bit is that everybody that walked past the glass of this studio did so with one of two things, just a look of bemusement or just the biggest bleep-eating grin.
Yeah. The funny thing is, of the two helmets, the one that looked less like you lost a bet was the old school leather one.
Yeah, yeah.
If I were just up here walking around in the hallways, like in the station, like I was visiting the station, that's what I would have thought, John. I would have said, man, that guy.
Boy, is that guy into it.
He is into it. Whereas the conventional modern helmet has the face mask, like, okay, clearly he lost a bet. It's hindering his ability to actually do a good show.
Yeah. Yeah. Bless his heart, a lot of people said.
But you made it. You did it. You paid your bets. And now we might just be wearing those old school helmets more often than not just to do so. So glad that that's the case. And you guys were really excited about it. You can always show your excitement or get involved with any of the conversations that we're having. Hop on YouTube or Twitch. Those are available to you. YouTube is Sports Radio 610, twitch.tv/610Houston are the ways you do that. And then also, always text in to the program, 713-572-4610. All right, Lopez, we can start this out a couple of different ways, right?
Okay, I'm listening.
You want to go with a little bit of Texans negativity, or would you like to hear from C.J. Stroud?
Oh, wow. Well, those are both good options.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? We haven't had a lot of negativity. Let's see if we can buy into a little bit of that, and then we'll end with C.J. Stroud.
All right. I like the way that you're thinking here. And I like the way typically that Bill Barnwell, ESPN, thinks. Mm-hmm. I think that he does a good job talking about football in a way that is, you know, kind of elevated at some ways. You know, a lot of people talking about football, so I like to find those folks that are, you know, talking to it from a elevated level, especially with some of the statistics and stuff that he brings to the fore. And, you know, this time of year, everybody's making their playoff predictions, or just like NFL predictions in general. Some people are going for what the end of year awards are going to be, or what have you, who's going to be in the playoffs. And one of the things that we all know is that there's a certain amount of teams every year that were in the playoffs that are not going to be in the playoffs, right? And so that in that spirit, Bill Barnwell yesterday of ESPN put out his 2024 NFL playoff field predictions, talks about 20 teams that could make it, and some of the teams that, you know, maybe in or out.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that it's Texas negativity, and we know that the Texans made the playoffs, so you know where I'm going here, right?
Yeah.
Bill Barnwell has the Texans as being out when it comes to the playoffs.
That dirty dog.
And so with that being the case, like, he kind of talks about something that I don't know how much we've really leaned into the idea of the youth of this team. But I mean, clearly the youth of this team is one of the things that has gotten people excited. Mm-hmm. Obviously the young quarterback in CJ Stroud, who we'll hear from a little bit later, right?
Yeah.
You have Tank Dell and Nico Collins, two very talented young wide receivers that look like they're going to be staples mm-hmm. of this team for a very long time, right? You talk about the outside cornerbacks on the defense. Now both sides, when you have Derek Stingley, who is young, upcoming, finding his way near his prime.
Yeah.
And then Kamari Lassiter, who's coming in and immediately has grabbed a decent hold of what's happening here. All this thing comes around, and he talks about this, you know, where you have all these guys. Will Anderson,
yeah.
I keep forgetting to mention him, but he practiced yesterday. Looks like he's going to be ready to go for week one. That's a fantastic thing
yeah.
because of his ability to rush the passer, but also blow up run stuff. But he says around the core, he's not that enthused. He said, unlike the Lions or the Packers, who were, you know, two of the youngest teams in football a year ago as they broke into the postseason, the Texans were the fourth oldest team in the league, especially when you talk about snap weighted
mm-hmm.
Age on the team. And so the young core members aren't the issue in his mind. But he says Caserio chose to rebuild this team by investing heavily in veterans on short term deals who could do a professional job at their respective positions, which that definitely helped turn this thing around quickly.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why we saw it happen. But he posits that might cap the ceiling on these Texans, given the relative lack of upside on those veterans.
I'm processing.
Okay.
I'm processing because I don't understand. Bill Barnwell, obviously, as you just said, very respected.
Yeah.
Deep dive, gets into, you know, the nitty-gritty of it all. So it's not like I don't respect his angle. I just don't accept it.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. Because, like, last year, he's right. They brought in some veterans that really just wanted to sign. Okay, let's see what we can do. Let's put some veterans here around these young guys. Let's see if the young guys are any good. Let's get these veterans to help them along. We know the story. You know, they had a bunch of veterans in some key spots that helped them. And veterans that took on new roles like Blake Cashman and such. But the veterans they brought in, or a little longer term. Some of those contracts are more than 1 year. And not only that, they play at a higher level.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's Azeez Al-Shaair or Denico Autry, they are better than the veterans that were here last year. Flat out. Stephon Diggs, he's a one-year deal, but that's a good thing. We talked about it yesterday because I think there's no real downside for that. And no matter what anybody says about, okay, last end of the season, blah, 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 He's had six straight seasons of 1,000-plus yards.
Yes.
And that's not going anywhere overnight. And he said as much in the GQ article. I didn't freaking forget how to play football.
Right.
He
didn't say freaking.
I know. He did not say mm-hmm, freaking. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He did not say freaking. So that's where being – a lot of times being close to a team can be a detriment because you kind of get that – you get caught up in the moment in
sure.
that team and you're out of practice every day. So you kind of – don't really recognize what's happening outside with other teams. But a lot of times it's a good thing. A lot of times, you know, because you're so close, you see the difference between now and then. And I think now is just flat out better.
Yeah. And I think also, if you were trying to make that claim of when you talk about like the age of this team over a 3 year period,
mm-hmm.
5 year period, maybe you start, okay, because like some of the vital pieces of what this team is doing at this moment, you're still going to have to address some of those places, right? You're still going to have to address the center of your defensive line, right? You have mm-hmm. Fatukasa, you have Denico Autry, and those guys aren't going to be here for five seasons, aren't going
right.
to be here for that, you know, mid to longer tier term
mm-hmm.
that you're talking about. But if you're talking about this year,
mm-hmm.
those guys are all still either in or back into their prime, and I think maybe that's the question that you have is like, all right, what kind of production are you getting at the back end of maybe Denico Autry's prime, or maybe if you wanted like Danielle Hunter, right? Mm-hmm. Guys like that. Maybe.
But I didn't even mention him. Yeah.
As you mentioned, high level player,
mm-hmm.
right? And again, in a 1 year type situation, I think that this is in that place. But as you move forward
mm-hmm.
with what, you know, Bill Barnwell has to say about these Texans.
Yeah.
He also starts talking about the fact that they were probably good, not great last year, which I think we would all agree with.
Yeah.
But you go back to those same veterans, like there's been an elevation there. Mm-hmm. And then speaking of, he comes ultimately all the way back around to the idea that, hey, the AFC South might only get one team in. And I could see that, right? But if that's the case, is this then going to come down to the strength of schedule? And I think that's a fair criticism to lobby when we've talked about the strength of the schedule. It's a rough one. And especially the way that it's laid out.
Yeah.
The back, it's somewhat, it's, I mean, middle, but almost back loaded in some ways, mm-hmm, when it comes to the stretches and the strength of the schedule. And so if you want to bring that up, okay, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was kind of interesting that he would go so far as to, and he's not, he said he's not counting them out, and I understand how that goes, mm-hmm, right? But it's to go as so far as to go. I think Jacksonville actually takes this division and the Texans end up out on the street. That feels like a bridge too far for me.
Well, based on what with Jacksonville? Because the quarterback is obviously he's thrown for some yards, but he hasn't won a lot of games and he hasn't been consistent the way that C.J. Stroud has been. So that's a check mark to the Texans. And then if you want to look at veterans, I mean, you can go position by position. And outside of maybe the interior defensive front, I'm not so sure that the Texans check every box everywhere, you know, including on offense and defense.
Yeah. So, look, I found that to be interesting. I appreciate the level of, you know, kind of, mm-hmm, I don't know, skepticism. I think a level of healthy skepticism is always necessary, no matter what you're looking at. I don't think that all of that holds up too much to the rigor that I think you would ultimately want to put it in. But, like, look, there's some things that I think are worth keeping in mind within that course.
Oh, no, the schedule for sure. I've given everybody that. I've said it myself. You've said it. The schedule is tough. The quarterbacks they face are elite, you know, by and large. I totally grant that. I just feel like the quarterback that they have here is elite. And that sort of evens the field, at least at that
point. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Position.
Yeah, and he's becoming more and more elite as he finds more of his footing. C.J. Stroud spoke yesterday. Was that after or before practice?
I think it was after
practice.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's start with just this. He's finding his way into being a quarterback in the NFL in obviously the great ways and in some of the most, you know, mundane ways, I guess, in some ways. And one of that was his very first answer gave you...
Seven.
Seven? You counted them?
I counted seven. Let's count them.
Seven cliches that you understand and you expect from the quarterback speak that you get from players?
It means a lot. You know, it's a divisional game against a great opponent. Mm-hmm. You know, they're very, very well coached. Mm-hmm. Right. I have a lot of guys who fly around in all mm-hmm. three phases, you know. So it'd be a great first challenge for us. And, challenge. You know, we're very excited to, you know, go up to Indy and play the Colts.
There's seven. There's seven right there.
Kind of broke the damn bell over here, man.
our guy is he's learning the game. He learns how it plays. I will say this. So when I heard that, and shout out to Tyler Milner. Sorry about your loss yesterday. But
you said that like he's somebody passed.
I'm about to say who died.
Right. Oh my God.
His lock bet died. When I heard that, I'm like, oh, Lord, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good at all. He's in his regular season. Nick Caserio got to him, cliche bell mode. But then he kind of loosened up, and I thought he gave us some real good stuff about the difference between last year and this year.
Yeah. One of the things that I really appreciated from CJ, and this is Cut 12 Fig, was him asking, like, or he was asked, rather, what do you hope to accomplish this season? Which obviously means it could go a lot of places sure. with a dude who's entering his second season, a dude who, you know, people are looking for the possibility of a sophomore slump, mm-hmm. those types of things. And so this was his answer when it came to what do you hope to accomplish this season?
I would say, like, for me, I would say I wanted to start faster. You know, it doesn't have to do with, like, a certain game, just, like, in general, like, the season. You know, last year we started off really slow. And just kind of had to like build our way back. And like, it's not an easy thing to do. So I would say this year is like, we want to start fast. We want to gain confidence early. I think we put in the work for training camp. And now, you know, it's just it's up to us to go out there and do it this Sunday and, you know, put our best foot forward. But, you know, really just that was my big thing is just starting fast.
So
a little cliche, but I think it's poignant.
I'm glad you brought that up based on because it's going to tie in directly with the other ones that really jumped out at me. But the reason I'm glad you brought that up is they might lose against the Colts on Sunday. I mean, the Colts, we know that they've been preparing. We know Anthony Richardson's kind of wild card. We know Anthony Richardson torched them last year in week two. We get all that. They might lose, but he is not. And the offense is not going to look like it did early in the season last year. It's going to be so much more advanced and comfortable. And so I think they're going to start well, no matter what. They might not win the game, but I think they're going to start very, very well and very strong because of Stroud.
Yeah, and I think that they, pursuant to what we were talking about just a little earlier, the mm-hmm. idea of the strength of this schedule, right?
Yep.
You're not going to want to find yourself in holes that you're having to dig yourself out of, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to become a little bit more difficult for you to do.
Yeah.
And then just in general, right? Nobody wants to be playing from behind, right? In general, you want to play from a position of strength. So the idea that that's, first of all, he did not go to an individual, and you did not expect that from CJ. Yeah. CJ is very team focused and team oriented. Yeah. But the idea that he goes to that larger scale perspective that, you know, you mm-hmm. want to get out, you want to make sure that you get out fast and you want to, you know, play from ahead, especially because playing against some of these teams, that's going to be absolutely necessary to be able to find some level of success, because some of these teams, if you let them get a step on you, they are closing the door and you will not find any more space.
And you can't play catch up, particularly with this schedule.
No, exactly.
I like the first six games. I think I've said it multiple times. I think they're going to go 5-1 to start the year. If they go, you know, 2-3 to 2-4, then they're playing catch up against some really, really good players. And that's where it gets really, really dicey. So I know they're going to play better. I know they're going to play better early. And if they can get that first six games, if they can get going on early, then they'll be fine.
Yeah. And speaking of early, not in games, but in the season itself, offensive line is something that we're watching, you know, very intently. And CJ was asked, how do you help the offensive line in difficult game situations?
Yeah, I kind of go back to, you know, a coach I had in college, Todd Fitch, who's at LSU now. And he always told me, like, you're hard to stop when you have good eyes and good feet. And another thing that I run with now and it's stuck in my mind is, you know, how can the most important thing as a quarterback is making the guys around you better. And so if our O-line have a really tough matchup on the edges, you know, and they're going to widen those guys, it's my job to step up. It's my job to make those guys right, to make them better, you know what I mean? So I take that very seriously, drills and watching tape and watching guys around the league do it, you know, from back in the past to now, on just like film of how pockets move, how guys tee, twist, and try to get you off off your mark, and but all that, you got to be able to look and read the defense at the same time, which isn't easy to do. But, you know, it's a lot to do with instincts and my God-given talent, but also, you know, just a lot of hard work with Gerard and Bobby and Bill Lazor, Leander, Shane Day last year. Just a lot of groundwork that we put in.
That's the one I love, because he does that.
Yeah.
Not only does he do it, we've seen him do it from, you know, maybe week four, week five last year and get better at it. Like he is excellent at helping his offensive line. And I think the offensive line, number one, is going to be better. We'll see, but I think it's going to be better. And he's already polished on that, and he's tried to work on it to get even better.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's definitely one of the position or the places of progress in his game, and it's going to be very vital in week one against a very good, at least interior of the defensive line when it comes to the Colts. But then also the edges on the for the Colts over the last couple of drafts have gotten better. When you talk about obviously Latu this season, but Quiddy Pay, we can't forget about him on the other edge, on the outside. Those guys are going to be making it tough on the offensive line. And for, if you have a quarterback that, you know, handles the subtle movements that a quarterback can do in order to help his offensive line, right, those are going to be necessary to make this easier. In week one, for an offensive line that's still trying to gel in some ways, that did not get many reps, if at all, if I'm, as I remember correctly, from this preseason all the way together. Like, yeah, I think that that's going to be super important with all of this. Let me slide this one more in here. Because he was asked his thoughts on the quality of the Texans' offense as it's structured right now, all the additions, all of that. What's the quality there?
Yeah, I think strategically, I think Nick did a great job of, you know, building us from top to bottom, really bottom to top, you know, looking both ways. He's done a good job of filling in the spots we felt like we needed, and then you know, bringing in guys who we thought that we felt fit our style to play. And, you know, I think D'Amico and Nick and really just our front office done a great job of, you know, bringing guys together not only would fit the X's and O's, would fit each other personality-wise. You know, I think y'all in the locker room with us at times, you know, we see how close we are. We're always playing. We're always smiling, always having fun. And we're all really competitive. And, you know, everybody wants to eat, which I think is a great thing. So, you know, I think it starts with our front office and what they've done. And, you know, we're just excited to have, you know, a close-knit team.
Yeah, that's another one where I was like, okay, I see what he's saying here. And basically what he's saying without throwing anyone under the bus is we've upgraded everywhere that I needed upgrades. You know, that everywhere that complements complements with an E, you know, his game, they have upgraded. And we know all the names. We've seen them, you know, from Joe Mixon to Stephon Diggs, etc. But he's basically saying, oh yeah, like we were, you know, I'm not gonna throw anybody under the bus from last year, but we are a lot better in the things that can help me excel.
Yeah, and so look, I'm all of that makes me more excited about what's happening. That. Yeah, I was like, which pieces? All of it.
All of it.
Yeah. It makes me super excited. Shout out to the 281 who said they actually got 8 cliches on that first CJ.
Oh, they found 8? Okay, I'll take that.
We'll revisit it a little bit in the break. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for adding those extra bells, Fig. As you're listening to In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, super excited for one, week one against Indy, but two, football just to start in general. Not excited for what was Spencer Arrighetti's horrible, terrible, no good, very bad outing. Let's talk about what happened with the Astros yesterday in Cincinnati.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.